During her three-year tenure as the Homeland Security Department's top privacy official, Karen Newman says her biggest accomplishment is helping establish privacy as an integral part of all federal activities. Newman is leaving DHS at the end of the month to go back into private law practice. She sat down with executive editor Jason Miller to discuss her tenure and how privacy has evolved at DHS and across the government over the last 3 years.
I leave DHS as the administration's winding down, leaving the privacy office in a really exceptionally good place to carry on its really important work and just continue pursuing the priorities I've set and that we've set as an office.
As you talk about you're leaving DHS in a really good place, privacy has changed a tremendous amount over the 3 years you've been at DHS and really over the last, you could say over the last year. Talk a little bit about how much it's changed from your perspective as the DHS privacy officer.
Privacy has changed because technology has changed. I mean, 3 years is a long time for when you're speaking about technology. And I think sort of the overarching thing that I've seen is the importance of and recognition of the importance of privacy in the federal privacy enterprise. And to that point, I think the biggest change, and I really see it as an accomplishment and a huge achievement for the privacy enterprise, is the creation of the Federal Privacy Council, which, as you may know, was created several months ago to really strengthen the federal privacy enterprise by sort of further professionalizing the profession, if you will, professionalizing the privacy workforce, which really significantly undergirds the crucial data-driven work that many federal programs are characterized by. And so the Federal Privacy Council is creating, you know, a really great community of privacy professionals who will share best practices and really contribute to the shaping of federal privacy policy, if not law, for a very long time to come. And I think, you know, as I reflect on how privacy has changed in the federal government, I think that's really, you know, the thing that just really leaps out at me.
I think the Privacy Council is one of those things that has been a long time coming. From your perspective at DHS, which was really out in front of probably almost every agency when it came to having someone, you know, specifically in charge of privacy, chief privacy officer, do you see this as part of that evolution, not just over the last 3 years, but really over the last decade, of the recognition of where privacy plays, given all the different incidents that have happened, whether it's OPM, the data breach, or, you know, Edward Snowden leaks or WikiLeaks or whatever you've seen this evolution happen?
First and foremost, I would say that privacy is important. Even if you didn't have any of the large-scale incidents that we've seen, or if you didn't have WikiLeaks or Snowden, privacy is important because all agencies, you know, irrespective of whether they are civilian, law enforcement, financial services regulation, consumer protection, all agencies are data-driven, just like large organizations outside of the public sector. And so I think it's really important. Certainly, you know, the Snowden and WikiLeaks leaks had a significant impact for others in the federal government. I think in terms of privacy, you know, we continue to do our work. We do our work irrespective of other developments. And I don't think that we've been so significantly impacted from a privacy perspective. Certainly, we continue to do our work, and the work of transparency and data integrity and data protection has always been a crucial central focus of this office.
Just from an outsider's perspective who doesn't, you know, live and breathe privacy every day, I figured privacy became more important post-OPM, post-WikiLeaks, post-Snowden. From your perspective, where you sit, where privacy is the most important thing in many regards, did you not see a change in who's talking about it and how it was talked about? I mean, that's where I guess I was looking at.
Sure. People all over the federal government and outside of government are talking about privacy in light of those incidents and events. But I think at DHS, we have a very strong culture of privacy that long preceded Snowden and WikiLeaks and the OPM breach. And so, you know, we talk about privacy all the time here, and I would say the one thing I'm exceptionally proud of is that an understanding of how privacy intersects with the success of our various missions has reached into the farthest reaches of the department, and our components really understand that in order to win the public trust and maintain the public trust, we have to pay attention to privacy. And I think that's where we've forged a very strong relationship between the privacy office and the professionals, you know, throughout the components in the department. So we have always been talking about privacy. We've always been concerned about privacy. The department is relatively young, but the privacy office is really quite mature, and the privacy enterprise, which, really, as I say, reaches throughout the department through embedded privacy professionals has focused its attention on making sure that the leadership, the component leadership, and others in the department, throughout the department, understand the importance of privacy on its own as a core value, but also its importance to the success of the department's missions and its ability to maintain the public trust.
Bringing up the relationship, the forge, the strong relationships, actually is a great segue to my next question regarding the accomplishments at DHS that you really worked on. When I went and just did a little bit of research before our interview, a couple of things stood out to me. For instance, privacy guidelines for the information sharing, cybersecurity regulations. One of the big ones that you probably maybe got a smile at when that you saw a lot of people wrote about was simple privacy rules for mobile application, the car wash program, right?
Yeah.
Another one was the FOIA backlog, the eFOIA app. Those are the ones that stood out to me. But from your perspective, what really stands out to you as some of your biggest accomplishments?
So I'm very pleased that you mentioned all of those because they're very important. The mobile app privacy policy was a priority of mine, and certainly reducing the FOIA backlog was front and center for me. But I think what many of these initiatives have in common is what I would consider to be my biggest accomplishment, which is that in a data-driven world, I've spent a lot of time flipping the notion of privacy I've flipped the notion of technology as privacy invasive to the notion of technology as being privacy protective. And we have a really vivid example of that, and that is the DHS big data solution, which is sort of an obvious achievement in an obvious way that we have used technology to promote privacy. And we've been so successful at it and have spent a lot of time thinking about that our big data solution, the DHS data framework, even made it into the White House big data report that was issued a few years ago. So I would say that my biggest accomplishment, and I really can't speak about it as my accomplishment because it's really the accomplishment of the privacy office and the hardworking people here, is that we have, you know, understood how to protect data, which is really currency, you know, in large and small and private and public organizations alike. We've understood how to use technology to protect data privacy.
I do want to touch on one of the specific areas of FOIA. I know that has been one of those things where you really focused on. I looked back at a hearing that you were a part of looking at FOIA back in, I think, late 2015. Talk a little bit about how much progress you have made against that backlog and how is FOIA more efficient, more effective today than it was, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago?
The department continues to receive the most FOIA requests of any in the federal government. And, you know, rather than play whack-a-mole, we really took a holistic look at, you know, what's the systemic problem here? How do we devote resources to addressing to identifying the systemic problems while we are reducing the backlog? The backlog was something that has confounded many for many years. And we sat down and we took a look at, you know, where is the backlog concentrated? What are the reasons for, you know, the bump in the backlog, and what could we do to reduce it? And we implemented a combination of measures, some of which I can't go into here, but we implemented a combination of measures that proved to be very effective. And I think as we speak, we've reduced the backlog by roughly 66%. And we are focused now on trying to maintain that reduction, while at the same time, every news cycle, practically, it seems that there's enormous interest in, you know, what the department's doing and what can be gleaned by using FOIA to have a better understanding about the department's activities and initiatives.
Karen Newman is Chief Privacy Officer at the Homeland Security Department, speaking there with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. You can learn more about her efforts at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.